Don't Panic is a new comedy podcast from Wondery that leans into our most absurd anxieties and diffuses them with humor and actual advice. Listen to Don't Panic on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, joining me today, the wonderful and hilarious Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Hi.
How you doing today?
So well. Always. Good. Love to be here. Crappy lake day. That's always fun.
Yeah, we love a crappy lake day. It's a big, exciting episode because they went to a testicle festival.
So God, that's what you have behind you on your picture is fried nuts.
Turkey testicles. I do. Look, they just disgusting. Look like little turkey nuggets. It's okay. It's okay.
It's nasty. I was like, why does he have weird, dirty meatball spoon behind him? And it is testicle festival.
It's the only testicle festival photo I could find that was worthwhile. So, this is on video. Go check it out on patreon.com/watchforcrappens. Get access to this video a week before it goes on to YouTube with Crappens on Demand over there. You can also access our bonus episode. This week, we're talking about the Below Deck Sailing Yacht Reunion. So, if you're wondering where our coverage of that is, there it is. So, go check that out. And without further ado, let's dive into this episode. So, it opens up with Sonia kind of pushing a box along the ground, sort of like rolling it in a weird way. She's like, "There's a new grill, Lou. It's the new grill." She goes, "Oh well, I'm excited for a real grill. Our dream is coming true here at Crappy Lake."
The mayor really wants us to promote tourism in Benton, so we're going to have a happy hour every Friday for people to stop in and share ideas, find out what's going on in Benton. Possibly stick a penis inside of me. Who knows what could happen?
So many wild potentials. So Luann is holding like a giant stack of boxes. She's like, "Oh, can you help me out here? I'm going to drop it. Okay, cabaret star going down. You know, it's a nice setting here, but it's by the road, our crappy hour, that is. So we decided we'd go shopping and found some nice stuff. Make it really look like Saint-Tropez. There's some carpet, some teak furniture to add some warmth to an otherwise dull patch of grass." And we see this. They started working on this last week, and we see the final execution in an attempt to look like Saint-Tropez. It's just like plastic chairs and a few area rugs and like a plastic swimming pool.
Because I think sometimes these people don't really even notice what's around them or their settings at all. They just, all they notice is like who's there, you know?
Right.
Because that's all they're looking at. It's like who's there or in their own phone at themselves. So it's plastic chairs, guys. It's plastic chairs and a fire on the ground. And that's it.
Yeah. So so Akash and Haral check in on them to be like, "How's it going out here?" And Luann's like, "Oh, well, you know, we just want to set up our cocktail hour here. I think it looks pretty Saint-Tropez to me." And he's like, "Okay, well, can you come in the office? Because I got some stuff for you." She's like, sure. "Don't you worry. This place will look gorgeous when it's done. So let's go into your office where absolutely nothing disgusting will possibly happen."
And he stubs his toe and his whole nail comes off. And so they start screaming and yelling. And she's like, "Your whole nail, oh my God, it's a whole entire nail." And Sonia's like, "I can't look at blood. I will not do this." So Sonia's like, "There's blood all over his carpet that's like 30 years old. It's gushing like one of those crime television shows." I love Sonia's references are all so old.
I know.
They crack me up. Like, you can't come up with, like, I don't know, like a relatively old one, like Saw or something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, something newish. But then I remembered that we reference Sisters, Empty Nest, and Golden Girls every other day. And I'm like, you know, I get it.
There's something about about a good 35 or 40 year old reference.
Yeah.
So, oh God, that's That made me feel very sad. So, yeah, Luann's like, oh my God, the nail came off completely. Okay, all right, come on. All right, sit down, honey. All right, so notice that I use the word honey to actually show some sort of maternal warmth in this emergency moment. Don't get used to it. All right, we need some salve. Do we have any salve? Salve, anyone? Cabaret star needs some salve.
Well, I would personally put some Neosporin on it, but let's Google it. I was like, that's your nurse advice? How long were you a nurse?
I know. Sonia's like, okay, just cover the nail. Cover the nail with tape or an adhesive bandage. Okay, and you can trim the nail if you want. That's what the website says.
Well, I mean, the nail is pretty much trimmed now. There is no nail. Ha ha ha. Sorry, Akash, for your pain.
There's blood on your carpet. Sorry to be the one to tell you.
And Sonia goes, just leave it. It looks like deer blood. They're used to that around here.
So then Becky Lewis, garden club president, in a gardening hat, of course, because nobody has a title here that they don't dress for 24 hours a day.
Yeah. Okay.
Becky is from the garden club, and every time they show her, she will be in a garden hat. God damn it.
Yeah. And she's like, well, we've enjoyed having the ladies in town. I mean, it's created a lot of excitement. I mean, they have been so pleasant and not hoity-toity like I think that we were afraid celebrities might be.
Is she in a Sigourney Weaver t-shirt? Because
I hope they
blur out the woman on her shirt, but I think it's Sigourney Weaver in like a power suit, just looking like Sigourney Weaver. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I hope someone from production can tell me whether I'm right or wrong, because I felt Sigourney Weaver energy coming from the blur.
I love the idea that Becky Lewis would be afraid of these celebrities being hoity-toity, but then at the same time wearing a Sigourney Weaver t-shirt.
She's like, just in case, these are celebrities. What if Sigourney Weaver's watching this? She's a celebrity. Maybe celebrities like watching celebrities. I'm wearing my Sigourney shirt.
I don't like hoity-toity celebrities, but I like when celebrities play hoity-toity roles. Okay, that's my kink.
I'll tell you what, if they were hoity-toity, I'd sure nip that in the bud. Like, oh God, Becky.
Gardening humor.
Right. Becky, you're already in the gardening hat, all right? You don't need to whip out the gardening... What are they? What do you call entendres?
The gardening. Puns.
I don't know. Okay, so the Buttons. The Patels are doing all of the work outside. And Haral's like, I mean, I guess they did kind of help us, but this is a lot of work we're having to do. And it goes to Sonia in bed with the salad. And she goes, oh, I think this is like arugula.
Yeah, not helping at all. And then there's like some tiki torches, and Sonia's like, oh, hold on, before we get to happy hour, I just have to post my liposuction or I'm not gonna get paid. Okay, all right, there we go, influencer. So Luann goes out there. She's like, hello, hi, I'm Luann. Who are you? Debbie. So nice to meet you. And you? Also Debbie. Wow, two Debbies. And you? Let me guess. Debbie. Wonderful to meet you, Debbie, number three. They're like, my name's Emily, my name's Joanne, and my name's Rita. Debbie, Debbie, and Debbie. Got it.
Wow, that was easier than Sonia at a truck stop. Am I right? So then some more people arrive, and there are two girls in different versions of Flintstones print lingerie, like Fred Flintstone print lingerie. I don't know where you guys are shopping, but stop. Okay? I'm no city slicker. Okay? From one small town person to another, stop. Please. So then Sonia's like, hello, ladies. And Lou's like, we got a crowd. Akash, you happy with the crowd? Oh, I heard there might be shrimp, but here's some shrimp. Who are you, big boy? So we go to this big guy named Casey Kleppel.
Yeah. He's like a guest staying there at the motel. And Sonia's like, so why are you here, big man? And he's like, oh, for the testicle festival. She's like, what? What testicle festival? Is that what's happening in my bedroom later tonight? It's like, no, it's a competitive eating festival where you have to eat cow testicles.
Yeah, well, I guess my reputation precedes me. Oh, who's your friend? Oh, don't get fresh with me, John. You're going to need to double that first name to get any free ass off me. Oh, and go like my liposuction post on Instagram. The engagement's important.
So Sonia's like, Akash, I like eating a man's balls, but I'm not about to eat some cow's balls, okay? Do you shave your balls? You know what? I'll ask your wife.
So they say, hey, do you guys want to come to the testicle festival? And then goes, how can I resist? And then she laughs like the inside of a tornado in slow motion. Like, I don't even know how to explain what's coming out of her when she laughs, but it's just... Or it's like the flying cow from Twister going slow motion. Helen Hunt wondering if she could make up with Paul Reiser. There's so much happening in that.
Yeah, truly. Little Pepsi cans flying about. So Sonia's like, I don't even know what testicles look like when they're cooked. Will it just be the meat? I mean, will it just be like a box of popcorn? I mean, how many balls can you get off an animal anyway? There's two, right? Two on the ball. Two testicles. So
Kay Condritz comes, or as I like to call her, Frances McDormand. What role are you studying for? The fuck did Frances McDormand get here?
Frances McDormand loves our rural Americana role. So here she is as the mayor's wife. So
she's Luann's mad about billboards.
She does not like them. So Luann's like, oh, wow. Hello there, mayor wife. I'm having a great... You know, people here are so, so nice. Simple, but nice.
Okay, we got good news and we got bad news. And he's like, oh, well, I love good news and I hate bad news. And let me tell you who else hates bad news. Kay. Kay's like, it better not be about fucking billboards, I'm telling you that right now.
Did the gays get their ruts again?
I'll start with the good news. No, I'll start with the bad news. No, I'll start with both. You're fucking Frances McDormand. So that can go either way. It's a personal taste. Some people want to fuck Frances McDormand. Coen brother, possibly. Other people, not so much. There's your mixed news. Okay. So the good news is we have Brush being pulled out of the playground. It's cleaning up nicely. We can't found Craig fucking another guy back there, but don't tell anybody. I told him I wouldn't out him.
Yeah, but you know, but unfortunately, you know, lumber shortages and everything, you know, we're not getting the playground. That's the news. I know. Take a moment. Take it all in, Fred. Are you okay? Kay, can you catch him if he faints? Are you strong? I know you've been working out.
Listen, the picnic tables are there, or as I like to call them, the dinner theater stages. Now listen, I've already done half a number from Funny Girl. Don't tell me not to live, just sit. Line!
So Fred's like, mayors aren't supposed to cry, but you're going to make me cry. I've been lobbying for that in this county for 8 years. That really got me excited. That really got me happy.
What, are there no term limits in this town? 8 years?
What's wrong with all you idiot voters? He ran on a platform of a playground. It's been 8 years, for crying out loud. Can't you hire anyone else? What about the crazy lady who owns the high tea at the cafe in town?
Well, we were thinking of bringing our friend Ramona here. She's all bones and kneecaps. The kids can just climb her.
You know, it's just a speed bump, okay? We can get it. Well, it'll all be fixed, so don't worry about it. He goes, well, you want to hear the good news? You are talking to the most patient man in America right now. Oh, good. You know, good things come to those who wait, Fred.
Ooh. And Kay's like, bullshit, I've been married to this guy for 20 years, and what do I have to show for it? Still no slide.
You've angered Kay. You've angered Kay.
Well, it's been fun, but we're going to say good night.
You know, when I married Fred, I told him I was into, you know, the swing scene, and he took that the whole wrong way. I mean, I really just wanted a swing set, so I've been waiting 8 years.
I mean, I literally dated a guy named Jim who came from the jungle. How much clearer could I be?
So Sonia does not want to let the people down. And Luann's like, good night, good night. Well, we two celebrities have to go have some celebrity sleep now. So we've been around the normals for way too long. We're going to go take a Silkwood shower and climb into those beds. So good night, everyone.
Thanks for coming, Deb. Other Deb. Lady not named Deb. Flintstones office girls. Goodbye. Thank you. All right. One more. Donka Shane.
So, and Sonia's like, well, you know, now they have no reason to believe we're going to get any of this done. And like, now here's the proof in the pudding that they're right. Like, we can't do shit. Which I was like, that was an interesting way to get around the censors. If you just go, instead of saying shit,
I think that's how they say it. Shit. They say shit or something, because they say it in this town. I think she's saying it the local way. Because later someone's like, oh, really? No shit. I think Sonia's picking up the lingo. So the next day, Sonia, they're both in dresses. Sonia's in a long white dress and Lou's in like a little short white dress. And Lou's like, well, at least there's going to be guys there. The testicle festival. How can there not be testicles? Am I right?
Luann's like, oh, well, look at you, Sonia. You look like the belle of the ball.
Get it?
One ball. So I love it. It's perfect. She's like, are you ready to rock and roll? Let's do this, Lou.
Oh, okay. Let's climb into our air-conditioned Jeep and get over there.
Yeah, I keep calling it the testicle festival, but cabaret. I don't know.
We're going 100% on the Follies, so I'm making t-shirts, and that's what everyone wears here. So they'll be walking sandwich shop boards for the Follies, for free, like my interns. People complain I don't pay my interns, but they don't want to be paid.
Yeah, so Sonia's, she's like, I can't, she walks up to, we see a flashback of Luann and Sonia at the print shop to get these t-shirts made. She goes, okay, could you make some t-shirts for the Benton Follies? Yeah, because we're putting together a variety store.
Variety show! Oh my God, we're never going to get any talent if you call it a variety store, for crying out loud.
So they arrive at this testicle festival. We see balls, cows, and then an axe chopping into balls. Okay.
Yeah, that was too much. That was too visceral right there.
And a line of tractors. And a lady's wearing his tie-dyed t-shirt that says, peace, love, balls.
Yeah. It was real rural over here.
So this is the testies festies, huh? Do they have a microphone for me to sing? No? This is a singing engagement, correct?
So Sonia's like, this is my kind of place. So many good-looking guys, so many nice butts. And then they cut to a big guy just BVDs. And yeah. Then we see the main guy, George Moore, the main balls guy. And he's holding up balls, yelling, fresh balls! And it says, George Moore, testicle enthusiast.
Yeah. And this is apparently the 12th iteration of the Testicle Festival. He's like, yeah, it's the 12th one. And we usually have a ball. That's like his thing that makes a lot of ball puns. And he's like, hey, we got you guys some hot balls. And then the guy's like, yeah, are those the turkey balls? And Luann's like, turkeys? Turkeys, the balls? Turkey testicles? It's wild.
So then we see Sarah Lisa Dawson, who's like got a side braid. She's an older lady and she's wearing a tie-dyed shirt too. And it says, Testy's Connoisseur. And she's like, my husband and I celebrate our anniversary here every single year. And we cut back to George going, everybody comes here. They just go nuts.
You can do a stand-up for the Benton Follies. Sarah's like, yeah, we just stay here 1 week just to eat balls. I'm like, what's a 1 week festival? Wow.
I love that they just, these poor animals. My God, that's a lot of balls over the year. How do you have that many balls for a week? This is Benton. How many balls are there? How long do they hold in the fridge?
Well, you got to imagine in some ways, this is actually a testament to sustainability because otherwise they just get thrown out. There's all those animals that get killed every single day for meat. So maybe they just save the balls and send them to Benton.
Yeah, I guess.
You know,
so,
waste not, want not.
Then we cut to James Webb, gonad gobbler. And he's like, it's just a lean piece of meat. If you don't know what it is, you'll love it. And he's holding a little pig that has his own chyron and it says, Wilson, pig.
Future testicle provider. So George is like, the women love them. And then Sarah's like, I love the balls. So
George goes, the women love them. You got to be nuts to eat them. That's all I got to say. I go, okay. Like,
sorry, so you said nuts twice. Like you've already done the nuts pun.
You've used that one, yeah.
So Luann now is holding like a testicle in her hand. And she's like, well, I guess it's time for me to take a bite. Huh? So she bites into it. And she's like, it's delicious. Do we think Padma will be visiting this festival for her Taste the Nation experience?
Who did we steal bull balls from?
Like, that bull.
Well, I, everything sort of tastes like Taste the Chicken. Taste the Nation. I almost had Taste the... Everything tastes like chicken, okay? And, you know, there's a certain slime factor to the balls that chicken doesn't really have, you know what I'm saying? Sort of like a Tom D'Agostino quality.
So Sonya goes up to the two ladies working behind the ball counter, and they are wearing shirts that say, has a cow that's cross-eyed, first of all. So it looks like he's just had his balls taken. And then his, it has like a thought bubble above him, and it said, "You'd be nuts to miss it." I'm like, really? You're making the balls sound, you're making the cow sound excited about this festival? Come on, you guys.
I don't think the cow would be. I guess technically it's a bull, really. Unless it's a cow who's really relishing what happened to the bull. It's like, finally. So I get my udders pinched all the time. Finally, that bull gets what's coming to them. Now they know.
So Sonya is talking to these ladies, and she's like, "So, you guys doing a wet t-shirt contest or what?" And the lady's like, "This is my niece. I would never."
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then now there's beef balls coming, and Sonya's like, "George, the only balls I'm interested in are attached to a man."
Well, I'd already tried the
Looking for love? I'm Jujubee, and on this season of Queen of Hearts, we're going all the way down to sunny, sexy Miami. I'm setting up the hottest singles in South Florida. Maybe I can find them their perfect partner, or someone to fulfill their sexiest fantasies.
A man who unconditionally loves me and is a raging feminist, and then ties me up, rubbing oils on me, then surprise gets a girl to lick my and another guy to put it in my and has a huge...
But remember, there's a twist. No one can see each other until the very end. Cameras on.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Woo! Got me blessed.
Follow Queen of Hearts on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime. Download the Amazon Music app now, or you can listen ad-free by subscribing to Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.
Turkey testicles, so in for a penny, in for a pound, you know what they say. So George is like, "Well, these are beef." And she's like, and so Luann tries the beef testicle, and Sonia's just watching and saying, "You know, I feel bad for Lou. I mean, 6 weeks with no D is not something she's used to. And so at this point, I think Luann will, you know, she'll be happy with any ball she meets."
I don't know. Can we not mix like the balls of the man in with the balls that you're eating off the animal? Like the fucking and the cow balls are just like, I don't like the mixture there.
It's a pretty intense, visceral feeling for us men to think of someone gnawing on our balls.
And Luann's like, I get to ring the bell because I ate a ball. I ate a ball, everybody. Dong, dong. And then she has like special breath spray because she doesn't want to have testicle breath.
It's a very large like Banaka carrier, right? That thing looked like it was like a huge device. I've never seen one so big before.
Well, it's not our first time at that rodeo. So yeah. Sonya's like, "Guys, I have to announce what we're doing, the Benton Follies, and it's at the Benton Civic Center." I'm like, "Oh my God, that's also where we hold all our court cases." She's like, "Wow." So Sonya's like, "Yeah, we've got to promote because there's a lot of people here spending money to eat balls, and that means they can spend money to buy tickets. Who likes swallowing balls more than theater people?"
Exactly.
"Come to the Follies. Money goes to the food pantry." So then they're going to throw the t-shirts into the crowd. So they sort of have like a slingshot, but it doesn't really work out so well. And it flops all over the place. So then the next thing is that they find a guy putting underwear on over his shorts. So Luann's like, "Oh, well, looks like there's another eligible bachelor here with a certain fashion sense that's peculiar, but I appreciate an artist. So, hello, sir. What's going on with this underwear around your shorts?"
"Today we're having the Undie 300. That's where you have to wear underwear. And that's where the Undie comes from, the name. People bounce around on big balls."
Undie 500. Now, is that a play on some sort of words? Yeah, like, you know, the Indy 500. Oh, when you watch 500 independent films in a row. Got it.
So they watch a guy with a farmer's tan and only his underwear bounce on a ball and win. And so Luann's like, "Oh, he wins. That was epic, bro. You had no competition. You blew through there like Sonya to Planet Fitness. Good for you."
"Hey, let's do it too." So Lou and Sonya put on some underwear and they sit on these big bouncy blue balls. And Sonia's like, wow, the last underwear left at my house were Harry Dubin's boxers. I haven't seen tidy whities in about 25 years, not since I was dating John John.
Just saying. So then they do the race, and Luann's like, oh, oh, oh. She's got the Ramona, like, dolphin butt spirit of a dolphin creek laugh. And yes. She's like, whoa, well, here's where the exercise in the morning comes in handy, kids. But she's going really slowly, and Sonia's like, fuck this. And she just pulls ahead and beats her. Loved it.
Yeah, and they really exhaust themselves too. Like when it's over, they just like flop out on the grass like they just done a marathon. I was like, weren't you guys just bouncing on balls?
That looks hard as fuck to me. I wouldn't do that.
I guess it's like a surprise, like plyometrics, where it's like, you know, when you haven't gone swimming in a long time and then you actually like swim and you're like, oh my God, I'm going to die. I can't get out of this pool.
Yeah. So now they're done. So Sonny's like, who wants my underwear? Hey. So then we go to Bloom, the ever so classy restaurant in town, Kristen's restaurant, Bloom. And they're playing classical music and it's time for royal tea. And Kristen Drew is like, today's very special. It's our royal high tea. We do it once a month. And since we have actual royalty in town, we need to celebrate. And also, we're going to follow them around and say slightly racist things about them behind their back and just basically try and ruin their lives and hide in their bushes. It's part of being a fan of royalty.
I get what you're doing there. I was very excited for this because, you know, we saw Kristen last week and we saw a glimpse of her in the first episode, and she was like, she sort of has like a look. She's sort of like well put together, and she has like, I think we sort of felt like she had gone to a big city and like studied there in college and had come back here and was trapped and was like trying to bring some like big city feeling to this town. So I was really excited for her high tea to see what she would do with it. And it was a little goofier than I was expecting.
You're about to diss the royal tea.
I am.
I just,
well, because it was much more Disney than I was expecting. I was a little surprised, I have to say.
I was so impressed with how nice this tea was. I was like, this is the nicest thing. I thought it was going to be like sitting around and like literally just drinking some tea and having some cheapo like cucumber sandwiches on Wonder Bread. Because I didn't, you know who I didn't believe in? Kristen. And then look what happened. She like found the only gay in town. She got some satin on people. She had multi-tiered plates and beautiful little things on them. I was like, all right, Kristen.
It was very cute. I just wasn't expecting it to be so Disney. I thought that she was going to do kind of like a, I don't know what I thought, but I was surprised. I was, you know what? I just didn't think I would see, you know, powdered wigs and, you know, outfits from the 1800s or 1700s. So I was just surprised. I was surprised with the thematic direction she went in.
Oh, wow. So Sonia's like, by the way, this dress is going into my butt, so pull it down when you see it, Lou. It's a big crack. Okay, get your glasses, your phone, and your keys, and your teeth. Don't forget your teeth. And I was like, I've got it.
Got it all. So it's raining. They drive up to Cafe Bloom, and Luann just steps out of the car, and she's wearing sort of like a jacket, sort of like a business jacket kind of top. But it's just fully open, and she's just in her bra, and just like her jacket's just flopping out. And Sonia's like, Luann, your boobs are all out. She's like, oh, really? Oh, I didn't even notice. Sorry.
So she goes up, and the guy in the front is what's her buns, Kristen's husband, and he's in a powdered wig. He's like in a different, I mean, you're right, you know, he is in like a different show. And Luann sees him and goes, oh, bonjour, you look so elegant. I was like, oh God, I love so when Luann tries to pretend she knows French.
I know, bonjour. So the guy who is like not shaved or anything, he's like, my fucking wife makes me do this every single month. He's like, so my wife advised me, she had a coat for me, and I found out about the wig a little later, so here I am, welcome to high tea. Wah. And she's like, oh, well, so she did the coat first and the wig last. I get it. Ha 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 ha. That can go in the follies.
Then this tweet queen glides over, and he's like, hello, lovelies. I'll be Trey. I'll be your server today. It's like, oh, my God. Trey's terrifying.
Trey's terrifying. I love Trey. I love sweet Trey.
I once did a puppet parade, and It was because my friend threw it. He's like a bit, he's big into puppetry. And so I marched with puppets. Okay. Trey was like a puppet person. That's how I'm going to describe Trey.
Oh, he is. Ren Fair.
Yes. He's just very like, want to share a trailer? And I'm like, no. Why do we have trailers? It's a puppet parade. What's your puppet's name? It's a puppet. Leave me alone. Are you flirting with my puppet? What's happening? Get me away from this puppet person.
That's true. I agree that Trey is scary. I agree with that. I do feel like he is a puppet person, a Ren Fair puppet person. And I probably would not want to be sharing a trailer with him. But I love Trey because I feel like he's like the town gay. And I just feel like he's kind of stuck there. And I just was so happy for him that like two Real Housewives came into his life just for one afternoon.
Okay, yeah, I can be happy for him for that part. I think I'm also triggered because I had a waiter the other day that was like Trey, where he's just like, hi. And then I was with my mom and dad, and he goes, what are we thinking, dear? And I was like, oh my God. And then the food came, and I got a salad or whatever. And I went, thanks. And he goes, oh, he's the most excited for it, I can tell. I was like,
Trey.
He's like one of those overly smarmy waiters who I think is trying to be like hilarious. But I'm like, and when he walked away, I said, I hate him. And my dad went, Ronnie. I don't know if he could hear me or not, but I was like, I'm going to kill this fucking waiter. I'm going to kill him right here.
It's so rude. Is there something strange about having a waiter who is who shares the same name as something that food might be served on? It's like having a waiter be like, hi, everyone. Welcome to the Corner Street Cafe. My name is Plate.
Trey, so, could you please bring out Schaefer with the water? That'd be great.
Hey, where's Jug? She's late again.
So stupid. So Trey is like, hello, loves. I'll be your server. And Lou's like, you are so gay and elegant. You're so elegant.
Finally, a queen around these parts. I mean, oh, look at you, you sweet, sweet child. You're very elegant. What an elegant place we have here. And then the producers cut to someone lighting one of the candles with one of those like long, you know, those like candle lighters that's like
clickers.
The ignition, the clickers that's like, very unelegant.
Sonia's like, what's your talent, Trey, besides putting your fist in your mouth? I mean, come on. He's like, well,
or anything else.
I sing, I act, I play instruments. And she's like, oh, we're doing a Follies. Thank God we're looking for gay people. People, I meant people.
Happy
You'd be
people.
Perfectly gay. God, you're gay. Thank God. Kristen, can I have a how this dinner went card to fill out? Thank you for providing a gay. Love, Luann de Lesseps. You're welcome.
There's I can Yelp. See you take a lot of pride in your work here. Anyway, what's your favorite artist, Judy Garland or Judy Garland? So Sonia's like, you know what? Just like the rest of Benton, I'm on the hunt. And this time I'm at Bloom Cafe because if there's talent anywhere, it's this crowd that's into it. Any crowd that's okay with the gays circulating around them is a crowd that's going to have talent. We're going to find everyone here.
I'm looking for talent. My guess is this guy can choke back a chupacabra without one hiccup. That's valuable.
Or at least a churro. So somebody's like, okay, everyone, gather around. Okay, I don't care if you're dressed like your Peter Pan sidekick or if you're just out from in here from Walmart. We're going to have a show. So think about your talent. Who here has a talent? Don't say it out loud. Surprise us. Okay, we're going to have a big show called The Follies.
So Luann's talking to some guy and she's like, so Fred or Willard or whatever your name is, shall we just go with Debbie? All right, Debbie, so you have children and a son that loves Broadway?
There's two, Sonia, there's two.
The guy goes, he loves it. Oh, yes. Please tell me he listens to Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Oh, the Follies. Follies are coming alive. So
Sonia's talking to a little girl, and she goes, what do you do? And the girl goes, I'm a gymnast. And she's like, no, it's a talent. I'm a gymnast. No, I mean, I'm just saying, what do you do in your off time? I'm a gymnast. Oh, well, we need to have you in your show. And Luann goes, and your brother loves Broadway, doesn't he? That must be tough, to be outshined by someone so much more fabulous than you. And
you know, I understand as a level 2 gymnast, you may be adored by gay men, but still not quite the same as actually being a gay man. Poor thing.
I'm sorry, which you'll never be. Now, please clear the room while we wait for your brother.
Please cartwheel on out of here. So then Kristen goes, pardon the interruption, ladies. I just want to say thank you for coming out. Yes, just like Trey, I'm sure, coming out here. And thank you for joining us today. It really, really meant a lot.
I've never seen more. I don't think this harpist has ever seen more action in her life. Was this the same harpist
that was at
the audition? I mean, yeah, damn, this harpist is coming out to play.
They recognize her. They're like, oh, well, it's you again, the harp lady. So good to see you, Harp Debbie. We're sure you'll be getting a call back from us very soon. Just keep an eye out for the clipboards on the side of the wall.
So later, we see Stu, Sonia, and Lou. I just put dressed kind of like hookers. Lou is in a wig, and Sonia's
Before that, though, they decide to do a group photo with everyone at the tea house. She's like, can we just do a group photo? Like, sure. So we all gather together, and Sonia's saying, like, you know what, this Bloom Cafe is a real incubator of talent, which is LOL. She's like, we have Trey, we have a harpist, there's someone over there trying to clear cobwebs, that feels like a talent of some sort. So this is really going to be, like, you know, ground zero for the Benton Follies. Okay, group photo. So Luann's like, hold on, I have some sort of red mark on my forehead where I was wearing a hat. So hold on one second. So Luann just goes and just starts doing her makeup. And everyone's standing there, waited, like posed, ready to do the photo. And they're just watching Luann for like 5 minutes while she does her makeup. Hurry up, Luann. We're just here standing here. No rush.
I love the pissed off waitress. They had a waitress in a red bandana that was not amused. She's like, who the fuck are these people? Do you know how many fucking finger sandwiches I've made today? Get your ass in the picture.
So finally, Luann joins. They can take their photo.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
And now, later on, this is where Luann is wearing, now has bangs.
They're dressed like hookers in an 80s movie.
They
not
really
like
are.
Even modern hooker. They're dressed like they're playing hookers. Like they're doing it on purpose. So Lou's in some wig, and Sonia goes, is that your hair? And she goes, it's a bang. Oh, by the way, I need a G-string. Sonia's like, you know, I think I'm going to wash my underwear at some point, I guess.
You know what I think they look like? They look like they are lady cops in an 80s comedy. And they have to go undercover
to hookers.
As hookers. Yeah. They're not hookers. They're undercover as hookers. And like wacky music's playing in the background. Like Pointer Sisters just finished a montage. You
with
know?
A lot of triangle in it. The song would have like a lot of ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding. And there's a saxophone that's like.
And like a fun use of a didgeridoo.
Yeah. Because it's in Australia.
Well, it's just like, you know, how it's not, they're not all, but it would be like.
I mean, it's a hilarious movie. I would watch it.
So Luann's like, our first auditions were so lackluster. We decided to do something to get interest going. I mean, we're putting in the work, so I hope we get results. We caught the guy giving a blowjob in the park when we were clearing that out. We found the gay and a harpist at a tea party. I mean, everywhere we go, we just meet talent.
Still waiting to hear back if we're allowed to have a bull on stage, because apparently there was that guy who was the clown, but we're working on that. So this time, so there Bill, is a line.
There's a lot of people there. There are a lot of people there. And Bill King is like, okay, ladies, now listen, you're going to write down a score today. 5 is Hollywood's waiting for you, and 1 is we'll call you. Wink. And Sonya's like, wow, Bill's a mean girl. I love it.
So the first act comes up, and it's a contortionist. Lou's like, a contortionist. Okay, all right. Well, let's see what this is, and I'll decide if I want to fuck him later. All right, go, sir. Go do something strange with your arms.
And Sonia's like, wow, this could be on Ripley's Believe It or Not. I think I saw this guy in an Ovaltine commercial once.
So this guy's doing all these things with his arms. He's like twisting, and Luann, they're all like, ah. And Luann's like, oh. And Bill is suffering through it. And then the guy, he just like runs off the stage because he gets his arm stuck.
Yeah, he pulls his shoulder out of place, and Luann has to help him. So Luann's like, come here, a dislocated shoulder. And he goes, yeah, just please pull it down. Could you just pull my arm down? She's like, I'm nervous about this. Should we Google this? Does anybody have Neosporin?
I thought it was a comedy bit at first. Like, she was going to go over to touch it, and he was going to snap right back. Be like, ha. But I was like, oh, I think he really is. Like, his armpit was, like, facing the ceiling. I didn't understand. And I was like, don't worry. Nurse Luann is here. Okay, here we go. Just going to pretend this is Jill Zarin trying to get out of a car. All right, you're fixed now.
So he's kind of embarrassed and runs off. And Sonny gives him a 5-star, and Luann gives him 1-star.
Which is I know, just like, fuck that.
I'm not here to help every act that comes up there. Jesus, do I have to play piano for you too? Also, I have to say, they were so mean to the poor girl who did the jigsaw from Saw.
I know.
They were like, yeah, we needed more talent because everyone else is a loser. And then they cut to that girl doing her like creepy satanic dance. And I was like, that girl is probably going to be in bed for the rest of her life sobbing because you guys ruined her dream.
By the way, she did a perfectly nice dance. It just was weirdly themed, but the dance itself was nice.
Yeah, like, she was talented. I mean, leave the girl alone. So, like, satanic people deserve some love, too.
1-star, 1-star. Okay, here's the deal, everyone. If you're going to be at the Benton Follies, we're not in the business of development. We're in the business of show business. So get here with your act prepared and polished. Thank you.
So Trey comes out, and he's like, I'm so excited to be here. I'm just so excited to show them what I do outside of my occupation as a Bloom star. And then he starts tap dancing, and I'm not really sure that was really even tap. I'm not sure what he was doing, but he was like tap dancing. He was like saran wrapping a ham and like twirling a television antenna, you know. Yeah, he's like like showing every talent off at once.
Yeah, I was really hoping that he would sing. I was sad that he wasn't, but Luann seemed to really enjoy it, and she had like somehow acquired a child, a little baby that was sitting on the desk in front of her. So she's like, oh look, a little small person is in front of me. This is adorable. Okay, get it off, get it away, I don't want it anymore.
Hi, could someone remove goal weight from my desk? That would be great.
Unless this baby can sing cabaret, I don't want it near me. All right.
So then a dance team from the local dance gym or whatever comes, because they're all in matching dance outfits, and they do their, like, dance or cheer or whatever they're doing. And Luann's like, wow, their timing is good. So, girls, how good are you at dispensing stem cells? Give me an example.
And then there's a guy on a guitar who's singing, and Luann and Sonia are dancing, and Sonia's like, that's the kind of song you gotta get up and dance and have a good time with, okay? 5 stars!
What's your go-to song, honey? And he's like, the ladies really love I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys. And Luann's like, oh my god. All right, Trey, bring me a napkin, please. Take this, I need a new chair. God, it's been a long time. Is anyone here, just like spoiler alert me, all right? Anyone here, is your talent fucking me? Is anybody here?
We will accept multiple entries on that front. So then Luann's like, well, maybe he's single. So then, like, there were some drummers that came up, and they were drumming, and Luann's like, oh, I love it. But for some reason, Luann only gave them 4 stars. And so he gave them 5. I want to know what happened, what the star demerit was.
Yeah, that was really harsh. I was like, wow, a drum corps? Like, you're dissing the drum corps in Benton? Like, I think it's pretty impressive to have a drum corps in Benton.
I know. She's like, I felt like it needed more snare. So Luann's
well,
like,
this town has a lot of people interested in art. Young, old, gay, Trey, which I guess is the same thing. All right, there's 3 kinds of people here in Benton. And then it cuts to an older guy like, oh my god, almost falling down the stage.
Yeah, there really are some talented people here and some outrageous acts, and I can't wait for none of them to be on stage because this is going to be my show and my show only. Ha! So then,
and then we get a visually impaired lady. He goes, she's doing stand-up comedy, and she goes, "What do you call two banana peels on the ground? A pair of slippers." And I was like, okay, you know what? Five stars. 100%. Now that's who I want serving me a goddamn tea sandwich.
Yeah, she goes, you know, when you're visually impaired like I am, pretty much anything is a pair of slippers, am I right? So Sonia's like, you know, at this point, we have to make a cut. I mean, we got 2, 3, 4, 5 great acts, you know? And Bill's like, well, we're going to have to, you know, got to cut some people. We got too much talent now.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of cuts, I'd like to congratulate Dr. Fong on the cuts he did on my underarms. They've never looked better. Earned it, influencer.
At Dr. Fong, at cuts, hashtag lipo, hashtag elbow lipo, hashtag Sonia, hashtag me, hashtag blessed day.
Everybody, thank you so much for being here for Welcome to Crappy Lake. We're going to do something crazy next week, by the way, as this is our last recap of the week. Next week, we are going to skip Real Housewives of Atlanta, and we are going to bring you our first of the season recap of Project Runway. So we'll see you next week for that. Yeah, it's good times.
Yeah, see you then, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Ruru LaRue.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors, the incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.